Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the fire, that you may be able to stand the fire. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Part 7, Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints Church. Exposing the lies. But if you ain't told no lie, then we can't expose nothing. Because we don't use the Bible and historical documents to see what you own can it stand up. This is part number 7. So all we're going to do is use recorded history, documents, facts, and the King James Bible and see whatever you have said where it holds up when we investigate it. Voices of the True Israelites, the Six Anointed Camps. All right, so we see that our elder came on the broadcast for the nice episode. Speaking engagement is a little light on him, so he's going to come and tell y'all about the broadcast. And what we'll do, we'll come behind our elder, Mr. Tibbs Israel, and then we'll see which way the Almighty wants us to go. Let's see, we bring in Mr. Tibbs first, Israel. And when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel. Yahuwah be to that seed radio.
And Yahuwah bless you, seer Israel, seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. Well, one thing we know, elder, the fox tail have been lit. Curtain hell went up. So where the Almighty hell is giving you to tell this national audience on Air Talk, we on YouTube and Facebook at the same time, or well, a little bit after, we'll be on the scene. So one thing about it, we hear it all over the world, so it'll take your time and let it go. Have Talk and Blog Talk, YouTube and Facebook to know. Take your time and bring it out to you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And that's always a good thing because, as you say, you are tied up with different people. I'm looking at the fact that Latter-day Saints and other things is all over the place. This is why we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures that we're taught and learning how to do the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know there's many people out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings and using overly loud bump-to-comes contests to stress their righteous learning, which is usually always wrong, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal puppets. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump-to-comes, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. Come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Learning how to connect the Bible books. your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Generally having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, enter tribeyada.com on any search line. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking that, still you'll see choices. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, all you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, check out our calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Click the red live button. As soon as it appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 Atlantic camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. As I said many times before, you will hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask that please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. Even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays, program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, even during our normal Broad Talk broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk, where you can log in by your phone, tablet, or computer. Just download the Paltalk app. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find our room will hold 50 or more participants. This is where Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Church Israel, along with Seer Israel writing as Shotgun. And we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, an important note, when we are given those scriptures to speak by this ear, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners. And so we can start to do this. We'll pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, our elder Israel, see, right? So this is another live broadcast, part number 7. We got so many memos that came in. That's why I said we never know where we're going and how we're going, but we'll get there. And remember, the elder did say we live on Pal Talk and Blog Talk. But when you can go to Facebook and catch the broadcast or after, you also remember, but to go to Facebook or go to YouTube, you got to put in BOTTY space tribe space YHDH. Click on that, look for them young lions up there, and then you click on the broadcast and you can go to Facebook or YouTube and you can hear Voices of the True Israelites, the Six Anointed Camps. By just putting in BOTTY dash skip tribe TRIBE skip YHDH, go there and sit back on YouTube and listen to the Voices of the True Israelites. Matter of fact, we'll bring our young lion in. He'll tell you all about it, exactly what's going on, because then we got to take care of some more things along the way by these memos. So we're going to bring our young lion in. He's coming on stage, and he can just echo what I just said, where we at, what we got going on, and we'll get that out the way. Then we'll get ready to bring the broadcast, and we'll explain that, because I got a memo saying, what kind of name you got, Seer Israel? That's not a name. That's a title. Okay, well, we'll examine that too shortly about the name of Seer Israel. We'll find out what that means shortly. But we're going to bring our young lion in first before we do some Luke 12 and let the young lion tell all that Voices of the True Israelite got going on and how to get right and what to do and those Seer or lay back. But he'll holler at him first by saying, young lion, tribe of Yahdah Judah, young lion out of Cap 1 called Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahuwah be to that Seer Roy.
Yahuwah bless you there, Seer Israel, Seer Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, young lion. Well, you know, the young lion's job is to, be prepared to take care of his business and nothing amaze them. And the spirit is right, Daniel 6, verse 3. So, can you tell a national audience, although Blog Talk, Pal Talk, Facebook, YouTube, we'll be hearing it. So make it plain on what you want to tell them before we get into take number seven. Make it plain there, young lion, you on the clock, come on.
Okay, well, we got the premiere going on. We're going to be live in a lot of different places. You know, we're right now live on Blog Talk, we're live on Pow Talk. We have something going on Facebook. You can look us up at DOTTY. But also you can find us on YouTube. On the YouTube page, you can look us up at BOTTY Tribe Yada. BOTTY Tribe, TRIBE. Then we got Yada, YHDH. And you go find a picture of those two lions, one doing some rowing, the other one sitting back, laying back, just watching this scene now, so he ready to do some rowing. And you can catch us on there for our first episode. Hey, that's how we moving. That's how we rolling. In the name of Yahweh the Son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's what it's all about. So now we got that out the way. And like I said, got so many members on the table. But we might well explain exactly when they say, well, what is that? Seer, what that means, seer Israel. So what we do, we'll investigate a little bit of that and see if we just puffed up or is we doing something that we can read. Because the whole game changer is do something that you can read, and you got to have a Daniel 6 verse 3, an excellent spirit doing it. Then, Almighty Yahweh, and then it's right 2 verse 10, and you will not be confounded. You take a deep breath, and Yahweh will kick in at that very same hour once we do get on Luke 12:12. So, young lion, Abba Yahweh, do it, Judah. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what's going on there, young lion. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit do the teaching. When you read St. John 14:36, it tell you the Holy Ghost, the angel, he do the teaching. But the angel have to always come and find somebody that we're going to read, and we'll read it shortly, laying the foundation on how it works according to the Bible. See, the game changer is how do we work according to the Bible. And let's see who else is going to be on stage for the next episode. Mother E. Israel. One of the mothers out of camp one said, "Hey, see, I want to come on the stage. I want to holler that microphone, too. Why not?" Mother E. One of the mothers out of camp one. Tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you there, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. See Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Mother. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And we know Mother Z, Israel, see Roy is in the background. And will Mother find out with Mother Z, will she be ready to give a three-peat on a commentary on the night's broadcast? Will she be ready tonight to give a three-peat for Pal Talk, Blog Talk, YouTube, Facebook, to all hear her triple threat for tonight's episode. What's going on there, Mother E and Z?
Mother Z? Mother Z?
Yes. Will she be ready for a commentary tonight?
Oh, no.
All right, we'll find out later. Mother be ready for a commentary tonight, because she accepted everything. She said, "Now listen, Sierra. We see that we can go to YouTube and hear the broadcast. We can go to Facebook and hear the broadcast. We can go to Pal Talk and hear the broadcast. We can go on Blog Talk Radio and hear the broadcast. So I'm gonna make sure everything in order for me to let them know what I get out the broadcast. So what I want to know is Mother Z going to be ready, or is she going to catch it tomorrow night? So what's going on there, Mother E?
I'll be listening at the class, Seal. If you want me to come on.
All right,
if you want me
well,
to
we want you to come on because, yes, we definitely want you to come on and do your part in Thus Says Yahweh. We want you to come on and do your part. So Almighty
right,
give you on. Step to the plate and what Yahweh give you. All right, good enough. So we got all that out the way. And so you will be hearing Mother Z somewhere in the broadcast to give you what the Almighty put on her in the broadcast. So remember one thing. This ministry is an order by things. And young man, we just read Luke 12:12. But can you give me 1 Corinthians 4, verse 9 there, young line? Then we're going to talk about the name of how do we come up with the name called Seer Israel. We'll find out all about that shortly. But right now, can you help those see out in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9? What does it say we can read in 4, verse 9 there? Brother Mackay, what that say we can read? Come on.
All right, we're going over there to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. You say we want verse number 9, right?
That's it.
All right, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9 reads, for I think that Yahweh had set forth up the voices of the true Israelites last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels.
Mm-hmm. So he appointed us last. We heard everybody's speech. We heard all the big dignitaries speech, and like I said, it's serious based upon exposing the lies out of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints Church, too. See, we don't heard everybody's speech. So we're going to examine that by not going right now to Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. We're going to examine, see what their speech is, can it hold up. We'll take a look at that shortly. But swing down to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, young line. 16, verse 9.
All right.
16:9 says.
We're going over to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9 reads, but I would tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost.
What'd you read? Now make that 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9.
1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. I read verse 8. Verse 9 reads, for a great door and effectual is opening to me, and there are many adversaries.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you have plenty of adversaries, but that's a good thing. That means that whatever been sealed got to be revealed. I mean, you got to have a great adversary. That's why he said in the 7th chapter of Judges, bring them down to the water, and let me try them now, so you can know exactly what you're working with. So he told Gilead, he said, look here, Gilead, too many of them. Bring them down to the water in the 7th chapter, verse 3, down to verse 6 of the book of Judges. He said, let me try them there for you, and then you know what you're working with. Because as the heat turn up, you got to know who labor among you. Is it about this word, or is it about something personal? But train and not his word. All that's been sealed will be revealed. And when you see it unfold itself, take away the book, tell it. Good. All right, so a mother E. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 down to verse 9. Can you help those see out there, mother E? In Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 down to verse 9. Help those see out there, mother. Galatians chapter
1,
6 down to verse 9.
What'd
that say?
Okay. The book of Galatians. Chapter 1. Let me get that. Book of Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 9. Verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Yahweh the Son unto another covenant. Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would privately
converted, mother. But when they converted, we gonna sit back and see can it stand up. They gonna convert the covenant. They gonna put their fix in there, mother. Go ahead and read.
Pervert the covenant of Yahweh the Son. Verse 8. But though we are an angel from heaven, teaching any other covenant unto you, in that which we have taught unto you, let him be accursed. Verse 9. As we said before, and so say I now again, if any man teaches any other covenant unto you than that you have received, let him be a curse.
Mm-hmm. So they bring anything other than what we can read, let him be a curse. So you got to recognize that. But see, mother, it's like this. You know, they talked about a lot of, I use the world, for example. They say, you know, a person can be a great player, but once he get to a certain team over there in Los Angeles, when the light gets bright on them, they can't shoot good no more. They don't get right for some reason. See, this thing been turned up now. The light's gonna get even brighter now. And we're gonna see who can stand up when the light gets brighter, when you on stage. See, when you're on stage, we're gonna see who can stand up. That's what the thing is all about. See, when the light gets brighter, because all over the world, on the international side, over 800,000 strong on the international side. Blog Talk, Pair Talk, Facebook, YouTube, all sharing 6 anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelite. So that mic can get, if they in Denver, the air can get up where you can't breathe. We're going to see who can breathe. We're going to see who can breathe when the mic comes. And we got, listen, see, I'm taking notes on this. I'm coming on this station. I'm going to holler on that microphone, too. Sister B.S. Judah Israel, but I want to have it down pat. You just keep talking, and I'm going to keep taking notes. When I'm behind the scenes doing my part, that's what it's all about. So we know one thing. The fox tail have been lit. The curtain have went up. And they talked about some things over there in, that Albanians. See, once you just do your part and just says Yahweh, the movers and shakers is on the way. But it's a price to pay along the way. You got to weather the storm. You got to know who lives among you. All that good stuff got to happen. So we got that down pat. So young lions, Brother Micaiah, take a look at 1 Corinthians 11, verse 4. Help those see out there, Brother Micaiah. Young lion, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 4.
First Corinthians chapter 11.
Micaiah?
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 4. Verse 4 reads, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head.
Now go to 2 Corinthians 11, 4.
Second Corinthians, chapter 11, verse number 4. Verse 4 reads, for if he that cometh teacheth another Yahweh the Son, whom we have not taught, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another covenant which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him.
What are you saying? If there's somebody bring you other than what the Bible, the King James Bible saying, you got to take that down. You got to put the arm wrestle on that. Take it down. So he said in the book of Jude 1 verse 3, you got to do something in the book of Jude 1 verse 3, that young line. What got to happen in the book of Jude 1 verse 3?
All right, we're going over there to the book of Jude. We're going to pick it up at chapter 1. We want to read verse number 3. The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 3, read. Because when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the covenant which was once delivered unto the saints.
Mm-hmm. He said, you got to honestly contend for this right here. You got to honestly contend, and your greatest contending would be your closest loved ones. You know, the one you got to honestly contend for, it, take a deep breath, and when they come up on the nail, have a verse waiting on it. So look, brother, look what this say right here, sister. What that verse would that say? Now, what are we going to do with that verse? See, you got them. But if you try to win the bump, the gum contest, you're going to lose. You got to come up, let them come up on some air, and you got to have a verse working with you. And like we said earlier about what kind of name is that called, Seer Israel, let's find out how the Bible got it, everything now, and let's find out exactly what we're supposed to do. So, young lion, we're going to back up to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15, because somebody you got to have always in front of you that we can read. So we're going to 1 Samuel. Let's find out about this name. Let's see how it's supposed to be spelled and what's going on. Let's find out some things now, you know, because, you know, you have to know what the Bible says. Everything we do, we can look in the Bible and pull it out. So in the 9th chapter there, young man, we're going to 1 Book of Samuel and see who you got to have always up front with you. 1 Samuel verse 15, what it say?
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, now the Yahweh had told Samuel the seer in his ear a day before Saul came.
So before Saul even showed up, Yahweh have showed up on old Samuel, the seer. And he came a day ahead of time to talk to Samuel, the seer. Now, back up about this guy right here. Back up about him. And what did Samuel seer, what he got going on anyway? What do you got going on that we can read in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9? What's going on that we can read about Samuel the seer in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 8 and 9?
All right. The book of 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. Verse 8 reads, and the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. Verse 9. And Samuel the seer took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto Yahuwah. And Samuel the seer cried unto the Yahuwah for Israel, and the Yahuwah heard him.
So the children of Israel understood one thing. At that time, they knew what to do, but now we don't have a clue about anything. Now, the children of Israel, at this time of year, all 12 tribes was available. But they knew the world is trying to deliver them up. So they told Samuel, cry to Yahuwah for us. And when Samuel cried to Yahuwah for them, Yahuwah heard it. That's the protocol. That's how it works. Samuel cried for the children of Israel to Yahuwah, and we found out, and Yahweh heard him. Now, mother, in verse 15, mother, what it says we can read in verse 15 there, mother? Verse 15, let's see how long do Samuel the seer supposed to be in place, mother, in verse 15.
First Samuel, chapter 7, verse 15. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life.
And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. So all about taking those seed and running his head into the tree and all that stuff, but there you lose because Samuel got this calling on him. How long, mother? How long is the calling on the seer there, mother, in verse 15?
And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life.
So you see? So it's plenty of room to get in where you've been in. You ain't got to bump the old seer out to get in where you've been in it or backbiting, a murmur or complaining. Because as long as his voice can be heard, that's the only way you're going to get to where you got to get to. Huh? You got it? Good. Now, Brother Micaiah. So we find out now you got to get Yahweh in the picture. He in the picture on his protocol. Okay, now good. Let's get down to verse 17 through 19 and verse 27. Let's find out, but I want to stop at verse number 19 because I want to catch some spelling in verse 19. 17, 18, and 19. Let's see what's going on that we can read in verse 17, 18, and 19. And Sister B.S. Judah Israel, listen real good. Make sure them glasses is pointing down that book and that pen is writing on the side. 17 through 19, what it say?
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 17 down to verse number 19. Verse 17 reads, and when Samuel the seer saw Saul, Yahweh said unto him, behold, the man whom I spake to you of, this same shall ring over my people. Verse 18. Then Saul drew near to Samuel the seer in the gate and said, tell me, I pray you, where the seer's house is. Verse 19. And Samuel the seer answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place.
And Samuel said, I am the seer. Spell his name. Spell, seer. Verse 9.
All right. Spell seer. Seer, spell. S-E-E-R.
S-E-E-R. So that's how you spell seer. S-E-E-R. So there you are there. Sammy didn't back away from his responsibility. He said, Saul said, I'm looking for the seer. He said, look here, I am the seer, S-E-E-R. So my first name, S-E-E-R. There's right there. That's point one. Now, get a little bit more. So now what is the responsibility of the seer in verse 27?
Okay. The book of 1 Samuel the seer, chapter 9, verse 27. Verse 27 reads, And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel the seer said to Saul, did the servant pass on before us? And he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh.
So the seer's responsibility is not to tell you where you're going, where you've been, you know, how many snapshots you can get. No, ain't about none of that. The seer's job is to tell you the word of Yahweh. That's the responsibility of a seer. See where you're at, and then show you what the Bible's saying. Oh, this is how you got into what you're in, and this is how to get out of it. That's the responsibility of the seer, is to show you the word of YHWH. Let's get a precept on that, young line. Let's let mother grab that. Hey, mother. In 1 Samuel 17, mother. Mother. In 1 Samuel 17, mother. Don't say out in 1 Samuel. I mean, first, what I just say, Hoey, you might be called in to play one of them positions on take number 7. We don't know yet. So right now, the WCC said we got a problem with the Young Lions microphone. So, Mama, what can we read out of Exodus 7, verse 1?
The book of Exodus, chapter 7, verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron, your brother, shall be your seer.
See that? So there's a there. So now you got the foundation. Moses was made to the children of Israel by the mouth of Yahweh to be the Yahweh of the children of Israel. And Aaron to be the seer. Aaron to be the seer. So when you see Aaron from that point on of 7 verse 1, Aaron is the seer and Moses is the Yahweh instead of Yahweh, the Son and the Father. Because they specifically talked to Moses and Moses talked to the seer. That's the protocol. You got it? Good. Now, Young Lion, is your mic... saying WCC, you don't fix the microphone in the Young Lion, how about that number 6, 22 down to verse 27?
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. Verse 22 reads, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 23, speak unto Aaron the seer, and unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, 24, the Yahweh bless you, and the Yahweh entreat you. 25. The Yahweh make his face shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. 26. The Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace. 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
You see that? So, he says, put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So you see, what we find out, that the Almighty is saying, put my name, a Moses, you tell Aaron the seer, to tell his sons to reach the 12 tribes of Israel. Tell them, put my name on them, and I will bless them. So the children of Israel, to receive a blessing, they must have his name. Now, what is his name that the children of Israel are supposed to have? What is the prophecy of what is his name that you're supposed to have the blessing over your head? So what is that? How you find out? Step your Bible. Well, back to the 49th chapter. Let's find out what name that you're supposed to have, whatever your name is. But at the end of your name should be his name at the end of your name, and he will bless you. Let's find out what name is that we can read. So to the 49th chapter, Young Lion. We're going to the 49th chapter of Isaiah and pick up verse number 1. And we'll read till we get our point. We're looking for a name that is a blessed name. Let's find out about the name of inquiry mind to understand that he got a protocol. If we follow the protocol, then we in. If we don't follow the protocol, our time going to run out and we're going to be out. Find what he's talking about in the 49th verse 1. Break out, Young Lion, come on.
Okay, we're going over there to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 1. The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 1 reads, listen, O owls, unto me, and hearken, you people from afar. The Yahweh the Father hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. Verse 2. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me. Verse 3, and said unto me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Verse 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That down. Father and the Son hemmed up Isaiah the seer and let him know in the 49th chapter that put it in print that it will be my son come down. His name is Israel.
Hallelujah.
His name is Israel, but he will be serving, and his job is to bring the whole 12 tribes back to the Father. That's the son's mission, was to bring the whole 12 tribes back to the Father. That was his mission. That's the prophecy of it. Now, Mother E. So when he said this, if you got the 49th chapter 1, 2, 3, then you understand what he's talking about in Isaiah 49, 1, 2, 3, if you got that foundation. So when we read 15, 24, you should not get excited. Matthew's 15. Hey, Mother E, what can we read in Matthew's 15, 24? But you're not to get excited but you got to have all of the Christians tell you that that's done away with. But if you have, hey, young lion, help me out in Psalms 11, verse 3, then give me Thomas, verse 3. Go back to back with me, young lion. Because one thing about it, when we come on this network, we don't know where we're going, but we'll get you there. But you got to have Psalms 11, verse 3. You got to have that. But before you get 11, verse 3, after we give it to read it, we're going from there to Thomas, verse 3. Back to back, young lion, bring it. Come on.
Okay. We're going to Psalms 111, verse number 3. Again, we're going to pick it up at Thomas, verse 3. Okay, let me get to Psalms, chapter 11.
11, verse 3. Hold on there, young lion. 11, verse 3. 11, verse 3. Then go to Thomas, verse 3. What it says, from the mouth of David, from the mental spirit, the angel, or you can call it the Holy Ghost. 11, verse 3. What's going on?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Psalms, chapter 11. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 3. The book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse 3 reads, if foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
If you ain't got your foundation, the righteous, you can mean good. You might have a brother that really means good, but his foundation is wrong. He's thinking that he's supposed to hear from the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints, but his foundation is no count. Because he don't know who he is. He thinks he a Roman Catholic Church and Latter-day Saints. No, that's not true. You are what your dad is. Where your dad is, that's what you is. See, that's why you got to sit them down. And if, when they come up with some air, put the book on them. Let them bump the gums real good. Take a deep breath. And when they come up with some air and say, if your foundation's been destroyed, what can you do? I know you mean well. I hear all the zeal coming out your mouth. But you got to understand something, that once you find out that what you own is not correct, you have to come clean. Hey, Mother E, you got to come clean. 1 Timothy 1:13. What you got to do, Mother? And 1 Timothy, see, this is rubber meet the road. When you find out that you've been taught all your life, it's not going to add up when you open the book. Now, long as we bumping the gum back and forth with no book open, yeah, it sounds good. But suppose you find out that what you've been taught is wrong. Would you be like Saul, whose name was changed to Paul? Would you be a 1 Timothy 1:13. Hey, Molly, what can we read out of 1 Timothy 1:13?
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and unjust but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorant and unbelief.
Did it? Paul, with all that learning from Galilean, he bragging about all that learning. He was in the best schools and best everything. Like Brother Day. Well, I learned up under the Roman Catholic Church. I learned up under Joseph Smith. Yeah. But once you find out what you learned from the Catholic Church and Joseph Smith of the Latter-day Saints, gonna get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. What you gonna do? Is you gonna make adjustment according to the Bible? You gonna continue down that path? It's gonna cost you. But you gotta come clean once it's shown to you in the book that you did. You thought you was doing right. You meant right. You got degrees and thought you was right. But you find out that it's wrong. Paul had to come clean with the best education. And I was a blasphemer. I was low down to the core. But I did it in ignorance. I thought I was right. See? Now, once you see that you is wrong on every point with the book open, we're going to find out it's going to come clean. That same thing he's telling me, those who got ear to hear. Once you show mama, brother, sister, can that stand up what you believe with the Bible open? Huh? Can it stand up with the Bible open? Let's see. Can it stand up with the Bible open? Now, once you find out it can't stand up, it's up to you now. The clock will start ticking on you. It's up to you. Now, young man, see, Dowden Thomas, they literally called Thomas Dowden Thomas. You know, that's old Dowden Thomas. But Yahweh knew, called him Dowden Thomas, according to Isaiah 6:8-10, which we're not going to read. But Yahweh pulled Thomas and looked at him eyeball to eyeball in the book of Thomas, verse 3. Now, young man, what he said in verse 3 that we can read? Verse 3, book of Thomas, right. Verse 3. What did I tell old Thomas that we can read? Come on.
All right, we're going over to the book of Thomas. And we're going to read chapter, we're going to book of Thomas, verse number 3. Verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourselves, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
Yeah. He said, you're not going to know yourself until you know yourself. He said, you're not going to know yourself until you know yourself. You're going to remain in poverty, in the brain. You're going to think you everything but what the foundation book told you that you are. Now, in the book of Numbers there, chapter 1 there, you're online. See, the children of Israel have responsibility. Hey, Mother Eve. And find me 1 Chronicles 9:1. Had that waiting on me, Mother. 1 Chronicles 9:1. Had that waiting on me. But see, you got to know who you are. See? Then you out of problem. You ain't got to picket, boycott, do nothing. You got to first find who you are. And once you find out who you are, then the responsibility and what is required of you now, once you know who you are. But this is one thing the children of Israel did that we can read in 1:17. Let's read a little bit there, young line. What happened that we can read in 1:17? Let's read a little bit. Numbers 1:17. Let's read a little bit and see what's going on.
All right. We're going to the book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 17. 17 reads, and Moses and Aaron the seer took these men which are expressed by their name. Verse 18, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigree after their family. But the family of their father, according to the number of the name, from 20 years old and upward by their whole. Verse 19. And the Yahuwah commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Verse 20.
Mm-hmm. He said, that's good. 17 through 19. So he said, when you come together, the first thing you're supposed to declare is your pedigree. So when you're having family reunions, wherever you come together, the first thing you do, you declare your pedigree. Your pedigree, what kind of way? According to what your father, you're on your bloodline side. You on your father's side, that's where you declare your pedigree. Wherever your daddy is, that's what you is. But see, Judaism and Jewish says it's on your mother's side. But understand one thing. All of the learning of Judaism, six-pointed star, five-pointed star, all that is Babylonian teaching. Everything that the Catholic Church teach, they teach from the Babylonian system. That's where they come from. And they put children of Israel up front with his name called Jesus Christ and his mother Mary. But all that is the Babylonian system that came out of Semiramis and Tammuz. Semiramis is the wife mother. She was the wife of Cush. And Semiramis had a son called Nimrod. And she became wife and mother to him. So that baby you see, that's the Babylonian system coming from Semiramis and Nimrod. When you see it now got the name of Mary and Jesus. That's the Babylonian system. When you read any of the more books by Talmud books that the Jewish peoples have, all that come from Egyptian teaching, which come out of the Babylonian teaching. And what they do, you know where they're coming from because they have the big obelisk at a facility. You go to Vatican City, you run to a big old obelisk in the air, right? You go to the White House, you run to another big obelisk. Where do you know where that's coming from? All that's coming from the Babylonian system. Egyptology teaching. So they combine all that together and pull out something. Because remember, the Catholic Church ain't no jack. They learned from Egyptians. The Mason, all that stuff that come out of Mason, Eastern Star, all that stuff come from the Egyptian teachers. But all that is the Babylonian. When you go to Saturnalia, and out of that is come Saturnalia. You bring that up. All of them got Saturnalia teaching. But you look at the word real carefully, twist your mouth, it's called Satan teaching. Satan or Satan. All that is together in that. Satan teaching. And that's why you got to know who you are. And that's why we're on the scene now to break down what you need to know according to this Bible. The Catholic Church don't know jack. The Latter-day Saints don't know jack. All they teach is coming from Egypt. That's why you see them great big omelets all up in air. Great big penis on both places. The White House and where else? Over there in the Vatican City.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from? The mindset of Egyptian teaching. But they is not the author of teaching. They learned their system from the Babylonian teaching. Semiramis and Nimrod that produced a baby called Camus.
Hallelujah.
Well, that teaching right there, you will learn from the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite. But if you don't know who you are, you're going to fall for everything. And although the Catholic Church, they are taking all the documents and just put their name on it. But their documents, everything they got come from Egypt. And everything in Egypt come from the Babylonian system, Semiramis and Nimrod, that produced Tammuz. See, we know what you own. But it's up to you to come clean and come back to this book. See, keep that on your mind as we go forward. So now, so we find out one thing, that what is we holding? What we just got through holding?
We just got done reading Numbers, and now we are supposed to be going over to 1 Chronicles chapter 9, picking up at verse 1.
Yeah. That's right, Mother. Come on. Come on, Mother E.
That's right.
That 1 Chronicles 1.
1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. So all Israel was reckoned by genealogies, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgressions.
You see, the reason you've been carried away because you sinned against it. It's both southern and northern kingdom. You sinned against them. That's why you're in captivity today. Mm-hmm. You know, all the way you won't get out of captivity, you got to come back to this written records that we try to bring to the table on YouTube, Facebook, Blog Talk, Hair Talk. And remember, those that can get in to fit in, whatever network that needs to be, that you can get your hand on, these broadcasts need to be on it. But remember, the prophecy of it is only how many going to make it. Here's the point. Now, line. The seer, Zechariah, he was told to write something in the 13th chapter, verse 8 through 10. Now, I want y'all to listen to me. Listen to old seer carefully. The seer's job is to show you what the Bible's saying. We're going to Zechariah 13, 8 through 10. Now, here go the prophecy. Now, remember one thing. The children of Israel, according to mother reading, 49th chapter, verse 28 of Genesis, according to 49:28, how many are we talking about, mother? In Genesis 49:28, how many tribes are we talking about? In 49:28, if they do right. It's only if they do right. They only up under this if they do right, according to the heavenly tales of five books. 49:28. Hey, Mother E, what does 49:28 of Genesis say?
Book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 28, read. Book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 28.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, what does it say?
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28 read. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father speak unto them and bless them, everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
All the 12 tribes of Israel is up on the blessing. You're up on the blessing. That's only if you do right. So you can come back. You can be drafted back in 12 tribes of Israel, but you got to do right. That's the point. You're up on the blessing, but what comes to the blessing is responsibility. You got the blessing. It's up to you to come back to how did you get the blessing, and we're going to show you how you got the blessing, but you got to do the blessing to have Yahweh to respond to you in the blessing. Well, it'll make sense. What you reading that young line? What you reading?
Right, we're going to book of Zechariah. Did you say chapter 2?
Chapter 13, verse 8 through 10.
13, 8 through 10.
Okay. Y'all work with the old seal a little bit. You know? Work with me because I've been on saying something, and I'm five more scriptures up ahead by the time I hear that. 13, 8 through 10, what it say?
I got you, sis. Sometimes these phones be dropping sometimes. All right. The book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 8 down to verse 8 and 9.
8, 9, and 10.
Okay, Zechariah, you got to pick it up at verse 7 down to 9, stop at 9.
Hold on there, young line. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 8, 9, and 10.
No, stop it. Just stop at 9. And don't go no farther.
Zechariah 13. What does 13 say? Pick up verse 8. Just keep reading down.
Verse 8, read.
13, verse 8.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse number 8. Verse 8, read. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, and the third shall be left therein. Verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Yahweh is my Yahweh.
So you see what he's saying? So what is he saying? 2nd Ezra 7, 56 and 57. So what is he saying? What is he saying there? What did he just say about how you're going to receive what you're looking for? Everybody don't know what you're looking for. He just told you what to do. What is he saying, young lion? Let's go to 7th chapter, verse 56 and 57 of 2nd Ezra. See, what is he saying? He's saying something. But how you know what he's saying is when you precept your Bible. Remember, in 1885, the Catholic Church, up under the protesters called the Protestants, removed 14 books from you. So they took this away from you. And we trying to give you, Mother, we trying to give you 69 verse 4, Mother, a song. We trying to do something for you. What can we read, Mother, we trying to do, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what we trying to do when we call on the broadcast? We're running the book of Psalms there, Mother. It's something we trying to do that we can read, Mother. The 69 of Psalms, verse 4. Can you help those say out, Mother, in 69, verse 4? 69, verse number 4. What it say that we can read, Mother? Mother E. Psalm 69, verse 4. Mother E, look at it real carefully. Look at Psalm 69, verse 4, and take your time. Remember, it's about 800,000 plus on the international side. Everybody going to get ready to hear what you're going to read in 69, verse 4. So take your time there, Mother, and squeeze some air and do a little. 69, verse 4 of Psalms, come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 69, verse 4. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hair of my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemy wrongfully, are mightier than I. Restore that which I took not away.
we're going to do, we're going to restore to you what we're talking out of it. We didn't take this knowledge from you. We're going to let you know how you lost all this right here because you don't pay the seals, no, never mind. See, we ain't taking nothing from you. But we're going to try to restore back to you what been taken away from you, but you don't think nothing been taken away from you. You think you think because you can find your $10, you all good. No, you're not good. Long as you know obedience pulls up in your mailbox or knock on your door. Oh, who is this coming visit me? My name is Bill. Huh? Long as old Bill visiting you, you still in captivity. Long as Bill is visiting you, you in captivity. Because when you're out of captivity, the bill's going to be put on other nations to come see you. But long as you got to go to other nations for bill, then you in captivity. Take it on. And drive without a license and then let them pull you over and you find out you ain't got no license in your pocket. Oh, what do you think will happen to you? Mr. Breeze, what's going to happen to you besides getting a ticket? You're going to jail. Yeah? You're going to jail. Although it's stolen land by the other nation, in your own land, you're going to jail. And so you're not in captivity? Okay, jump out there and get stopped and don't have no driver license or no insurance. Yeah. Watch what happens.
Hallelujah.
Get like that. So now, what we're going to find out now, that all 12 tribes have the blessing over their head as if they do right. Now we went to Zechariah chapter 13, 8 down to verse 10. And we found out that how many are going to be, again, that young lion, can you help them see out what supposed to happen from the mouth of the seer and prophecy about the 12 tribes. Is there something what's going to happen to them about the 12 tribes? Because he told them something. He told them something in Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. He told them something in 6, verse 5. Can you help those see out what he's telling in Deuteronomy 6, verse 5? Moses told Aaron, and Aaron told his sons about something in 6, verse 5. Now, whatever 6, verse 5 got to offer us, we want to hear. What do you got to say, Mother?
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 reads, and thus shalt love the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
Can you read?
Okay. Verse 6, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy mind. Verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligence unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be a frontis between thy eyes.
Good. So you're supposed to be in, you're supposed to all way of time to be in the Almighty's book. You're supposed to keep it on your mind and cut down on, although you in the world, but not of the world. Supposed to always be prepared to do some Yahweh wherever you at, but make sure you do it in a proper perspective manner. See? Because one thing about it, when this mess is everywhere, it's not going to be, you're going to have to go through something to get to where you got to get to. Because everybody else got to go through something to get to where they got to get to. But he left something in the book, Mother, in 54:17 of Isaiah, he said something, Mother. Hey, Mother, he said something in the 54th chapter of Isaiah. He said something for us to never forget when the heat get turned up on you. What he said, we can read in 54:17.
And yeah.
Down line, we know you're holding that 8-10. We're clear about that. But I just want to make sure we're clear on some understanding you must know. In 54:17, help me out there. Hey, Mother E, help those see out of 54:17. What does it say in Isaiah?
Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Yahweh, and the righteousness is of me, said the Yahweh.
You see that? You see, and the righteousness is of me. He said, no weapon formed against you, although the enemy is working overtime. They're doing everything they can to slow down this process, but they're going to lose. Because no weapon formed against you going to prosper. This is the inheritance of you. Now, precept that to one verse, Mother, in 2 Ezra 7:18. 2 Ezra 7:18, we're going to precept that to make a little more clear on what he's saying. We're going to 2 Ezra 7:18, and listen real good, especially on the international side. Listen real good.
Yes.
What he got written. 2 Ezra 7:18. What can we read?
2 Ezra 7:18. 18. 2 Ezra.
Thank you, Mother Z.
7:18. Verse 18 reads, nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer strange things and hope for what? For they that have done wicked have suffered the straight thing, and yet shall not see the wise. Verse 19. And he says,
hold on, you read it already. You read the hit. He said, listen, all right. He told you no weapon formed against you going to prosper. But he let you know that by you being righteous, you're going to suffer now. No, you don't tell. Oh, shoot. There won't be no cakewalk, kid. You're going to suffer. But he let you know you're going to suffer. And you will be in the Broadway, in the war that been trying to deliver you up, they're going to lose. But it's not going to be a cakewalk for you, your mind. I don't care how straight and righteous you want to be. It was already told by the seer, Ezra, you're going to suffer for righteousness. This is what you're not going to have a stir in the kingdom of how Teflon you was. Did nothing happen to me. No. You're going to go through it big time. But the reward is the kingdom. So when things happen to you, you think it, oh, man, look what happened to me. Look what they did now. Look what they did to me now. So what? All these things from the past. So when the wicked do what they do, the little slick stuff they do in the background, they always got something slick to do, you know, don't worry about it. Like Wah said, he got you. Believe
me. Get me.
Now, young lion, I want to get a precept on that by going to Sirach 40:1. See, listen, so when things that befalls you happen, don't worry about it. Yahweh said, if you got me right, I got you right. That's all that matters. So you got to believe that, but you're going to be tried. It's up to you to stand tall when the sword is in your lap. Let's see how you respond, or would you run all around the house, the whole war with me, with the Baruch spirit of the 45th chapter. 1, 2, and 3. Or would you take it, stand it up and say, okay, come on, get what you got. Because Yahweh say, I got you. Mm-hmm. Now I got to pull a rabbit out of here. That point. Where we on hold that point? Now, Bubba Micaiah online, in the book of Proverbs, he tells you something for you always to examine yourself. In the book of Proverbs, he makes a profound statement in Proverbs there, young line. And what we want to do is see what did he say when the sword falls in your lap. Because a lot of them can get out there and talk this good talk, but soon something happened to them, they catch a Baruch spirit. In the 45th chapter of Jeremiah, we're not going to read 1, 2, and 3, holler, oh, woe is me. No, don't say no woe is you. Take it, stand it up, because it got to happen. You ain't going to get no cakewalk, but you will get eternal life if you hold on. And Proverbs 24 there, young man, can you help the old seer out in 24:15? Young man, take it on down to verse number. Now listen, this is what you got to do. The wicked always got something to do. Wicked, they do everything to try to get you off of what you supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Okay, let them take this. But then you got to have some scriptures to see how can you get yourself built back up. Watch what the young lion read, Proverbs 24:15. Hey, young lion, what you going to read out of Proverbs chapter 24:15 down to verse 20? What you going to read?
The book of Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 15 down to verse 20. 15 read. Lay not wake, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous, spoil not his resting place. Verse 16, for a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Verse 17, rejoice not when your enemy falleth, and let not your mind be glad when you stumble. Verse 18, lest the Yahweh see it, and it displease him, and he turned away his wrath from him. Verse 19. Fret not yourself because of evil men, neither be you envious at the wicked. Verse 20. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall put out.
Ain't that stuff? You hear that? So the wicked man might do some things to you. You know, like what's going on tonight. It's like the wicked man taught you that you African American, Negro in color, a Roman Catholic, and a Latter-day Saint. The wicked man taught you that. That ain't you, according to this Bible. Hey, I ain't read about man one of their names yet. All I've been reading about the children of Israel this, and children of Israel that. You see, I don't read nothing about no Roman Catholic Church or about no Latter-day Saint. I ain't read it yet. Not in here. Not from 96 A.D. back to 4004. And John wrote 1:17 through 19 and 4:1 the hereafter. So it's when John wrote about you coming, he wrote about you coming, that you're going to be having on purple. You're going to have on red. You're going to have a golden cup. You're going to have a name in there called Jesus. He wrote that about the hereafter. He wrote about in King verse 12 that he's going to have a name written that nobody knows. That was prophecy. Now you don't have a clue what his name is. That was John writing about the hereafter. Letting you know, but everything from 96 B back to 4004, they knew the name, the language, and everything else. They knew his name was just four letters, YHWH. And I am that I am means YHWH. They knew all that. But you don't know it now. They knew that the right thing to go worship on is Friday night and Saturday night. They knew it then, but they don't know it now. Now you're doing Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah, God and Jesus. And you read soundly that even the king wrote that it was three languages spoken in that day, Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. And in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, there's no such thing as no Lord God, Jesus, Allah, or Jehovah. In nowhere in the Hebrew language, the Greek language, the Latin language, you got Lord God and Jesus. So how you gonna get salvation in the name that didn't even exist? Matter of fact, how old is that name Jesus anyway, young lion? Can you have to see out how long is the story of documents back tell them how old is this name or how you name about Jesus? Talk about Jesus, historical facts, young lion. What you got?
All right. We're going to historical facts about the name Jesus. Even now, some support the authorized King James Version instead of the new 250-year-old substitute name Jesus.
Jesus is a new substitute name for YHWH, Jesus. It's nothing but a substitute name. You remember in school, when you go one of your classes, you have a substitute teacher, what you going to do? Oh, I can skip that class. It ain't nothing but a substitute. The real teacher ain't going to be there. We're going to have a substitute teacher here today. So you know what we're going to do? That class we going to skip. That's the same thing about Jesus. Jesus is a brand new, like a new car. That name, according to history, is you know, you get a new car still on. Newest, that's the same thing about the name Jesus. So how is that name is for the season, Jesus? That's a new name. And also Christ is a new name. Christ come from Christo. Name Christ come from Christo. It don't mean anointed one. It don't mean the Hamashiach. It don't mean nothing. It means from Christo. Christ came from Christo. The Greeks, which is the descendants of Esau, gave you the name called Christo. And from Christo, when the Bible was translated out of Latin, they put the name Christ there. So there wasn't no Christ neither. That came after Jerome, 400 A.D. Vulgate book. He has out of Greek, same descendants of Esau. You got the Semitic book called Hebrew. You got the Septuagint, the 294 Septuagint they translated into Greek, and Jerome in 400 A.D. took it and transferred into Latin. And into Latin, Greek, or English. Latin, Greek, or Hebrew is nobody named Lord God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, or Jehovah. Their name was nowhere in there. Even when Jerome translates the Vulgate in 400 A.D., it still ain't no Lord God, Jesus. So how is that the name going to get you some salvation? That name is in that golden cup, 17th chapter. And them names going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire.
Hallelujah.
You believe it or not? That's what the book says. The four-letter only name going to be salvation. One name for salvation. Four letters. Every other name that you throw in the bottom of the list. Now, so we find out the just man or just woman, you got to fall seven times. But he said, I'm going to get you back up. You know, he's going to knock you down. That lets you know you a servant of the Almighty Yahweh when he knocks you down. He said, but if you just, you will get back up. I'm going to get you back up. But I'm going to punch you in the mouth. And look at what Captain Trey said. See, I need a precept on Captain Church out of New York. Want a precept on that? Hey, young lion, let's run to the book of the Israelites called the Book of Hebrews. Chapter 12, verse 4. Let's pick around about verse 3. Let's read down to get our point for the Catholic Church out of New York City. They want a precept. We'll give you a precept. Let's go to the 12th chapter and pick up verse 3, and let's read down. They want a precept. Before we ask you, give us a precept. It's just like pulling a shotgun on you. We ask you that, right? So we take a deep breath and we'll give you a precept. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. Let's read down to get our point. Come on.
The book of Hebrews, the book of the Israelites, chapter 12, picking up at verse number 3. Verse 3 reads, "For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind." Verse 4, "You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." Verse 5, "And you have forgotten the exhortation which spoken unto you as unto children. My son, despise not you the testimony of the Yahuwah, nor faint when you are rebuked of him." Verse 6, "For whom the Yahuwah loves, he chastises and scorns every son whom he receives." Verse 7, "If you endure testimony, Yahuwah dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father testeth not?" Verse 8, "But if you be without testimony, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons." Verse 9, "Furthermore, we have had fathers of flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?"
And live? So he says, if you without chastisement, then you are bastard. The bastard don't mean the way we've been brought up and taught. Look at that old woman. Look at that old girl got a baby. That's a bastard kid right there. No. That ain't the biblical definition of a bastard. A bastard is the one that disobeyed the Bible. That's the Bible. It ain't got nothing to do with the girl walking around with the baby that's up on a wedlock. Look at that old girl that bastard baby went up. No, that's not the definition of a bastard. Bastard is those that hear the word and don't apply it. A bastard is the one that know that Genesis 2:3 says the blessed day is the seventh day. And you said, no, it's the first day of the week. The bastard says his name is Jesus, the Lord and God. See, that will make you a bastard when you don't correct yourself like Paul did in 1 Timothy 1:13. It got nothing to do with a woman walking around with a baby in her hand and ain't got no husband. We've been taught all their life. Look at that old girl with no hub, with a baby with no hub. She's number the bastard. Now, you the bastard. Because you hear the word of Almighty and won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bastard. Now, in 1987, an article came out. Who brought that article out in 1987? Young Lion. Somebody brought an article out. Reader's Digest.
Okay.
They published something in 1987. They published something. What did they publish in 1987? Something they stumbled up on in 1987. And what was that? Is it in darker documents on what the... They published, Reader's Digest published in 1987. Something they published. What was that they published, Young Lion? Come on.
All right, we're going over to pull up historical documents. And we're going to read some historical documents by Reader's Digest. And historical document, Reader's Digest, it writes, June 1987, Mystery of the Berry Omelet. Page 95 and 99. A silver omelet dated in Solomon's time, prior to the Babylonian captivity, was found in cave 25. In Paleo-Hebrew Shemitic, YHWH three times as follows. YHWH Yahuwah, bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. That's the end of the quote, it says. It says,
He said, they found out this was in Solomon's time. This was in Solomon's time. So, you know, that means Solomon knew about the four-letter man name, YHWH. So how could that be he got on his garment written and no man knew the name? They found proof that Solomon knew the name. And if Reader's Digest is wrong, whether it's called 19 June of 1987, then you can sue them. They say they got the omelet showing you that in Solomon's days, they had a prayer of Yahweh be with you, Yahweh bless you. What they had was Numbers chapter 6, what we read. That was the prayer that was children of Israel, Numbers 6, 22, 27. And put my name on the children of Israel, I'll bless them. So Solomon was rehearsing the righteous act out of the book of Numbers. And they found the omelet, and they published it in 1987, Reader's Digest, which you can pull it up on your computer, that they published that the name was there, Yahweh bless you, and all that good stuff talking about Numbers 6, 22 to 27. You see, when you shine the evidence on it, this Lord God and Jesus stuff, children of Israel, if you can wake up anyone right now and you say, I bless you in the name of Lord God Jesus Christ. So what is that? What is that? What's that? All we know about the four-letter man name, YHWH. So let's go now and take a look at what Solomon said in the book of Kings. And let's see, do we say anything about the Lord God and Jesus by... I understand Solomon, they say he found the name in Solomon's days. Okay. We're going to go back and see what was going on in Solomon's days and First Kings there. You know, let's go see what they were doing in Solomon's days in the 8th chapter. Let's see what Solomon was doing with them in this book. So Solomon and... the 8th chapter, young lion. Let's see something that Solomon did in verse 3. Read in 1 Kings 8, verse 3.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, verse number 3. Verse 3 reads, and all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark.
You see that? And all of the elders of Israel came. In Solomon's days, all the elders of Israel came. The elders of Israel. You say about some Catholic Church, Latter-day Saints, all the elders of Israel came. What were they doing in verse 4? What was all the elders of Israel doing in verse 4?
Look at 1 Kings chapter 8, verse number 4 reads, and they brought up the ark of Yahweh in the temple of the congregation and all the holy
things. Right there. So the elders of Israel knew the name and they brought the ark of Yahweh. How many letters is that?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H. Yahweh.
So you see, in Solomon's days, they knew the name YHWH. Remember, Solomon got what he got from Yahweh, and he got from his father, David. And his father, David, told him, hey, Mother E, Solomon's father told him something, Mother. Let's see what he said that we can read that what he told his old son. He was about ready to do something, Mother, in the second chapter, First Kings. Can you help those see out what was going on in Solomon's days up under his father, David. What was going on that we can read in 2 verse 1? 1 Kings 2, 1, and we'll read 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see if we drink a little herbal tea and listen to Mother E do some powerful reading in 1 Kings chapter 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. What was going on there, Mother E?
1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. Now the day of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon, his son, saying, verse 2, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. Verse 3, and keep the charge of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimony, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whatsoever thou turnest thyself. Verse 4, that the Yahweh may continue his word, which he speaks concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their ways, to walk before me in truth with all their minds and with all their souls, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So David knew the name. David knew his name was the four-letter man, Yahweh. David knew it. He taught Solomon the name. What you mean they didn't know the name? They knew the name. Remember, the king wrote that the language was spoken in three languages, Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. In the last tape, you can go back and pull that up. And you go to YouTube and listen to that tape. Listen, all the language that the children of Israel got caught up in was their original tongue called Hebrew, Semitic. Then they were taught the Greek tongue by the sons of Esau, captivity. Then they got caught with the Latin tongue, and the Vulgate wrote about it. And then from that tongue, after 449, they start bringing this English stuff in. And they took it on in the northern world called Europe, the Hispanic land, and they introduced that to them in 500 AD. That's in the last tape. So we're not going to go back and digress in the last tape. Understand something. They knew nothing about the Lord God and Jesus. Ain't nobody knew about the Lord God and Jesus until that was brought by the Anglo-Saxons over there to the northern world. When they produced the English language of 449, it came to power. And in 1382, it became official language. That's when the Lord God and Jesus stuff started. But there was no J until the 17th century. No J. So they called him I.E. before they was calling him Jesus. So how is Jesus with a little bit past 250 years old, how they going to get you into salvation? That just don't add up when you put some buck on it. It don't even add up. I'm going to back up to 1 Kings chapter 1. And look right down at verse 35 and 48. Hey, Mother, get those seer out. What do it say that we can read in 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 35 and 48? What it say that we can read, Mother?
1 Kings chapter 1, verse 35 and 48.
Yes, ma'am. What that read?
1 Kings chapter 1, Verse 35. Verse 35 reads, then he shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead, and I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah.
So Solomon was appointed to be ruler over Israel and Judah. He was appointed to be ruler. Where do you get this Jew and Gentile from? See, you can't jump down here talking about no Jew and Gentile. Solomon didn't know about no Jew and Gentile. He knew about Israel and Judah. Would you whitewash these names of a Jew and Gentile? You see what you did? But we here to catch you now. Then one got ear to hear. Solomon knew nothing about no Jew. He knew nothing about no Gentile. All he knew about his mission was to talk to Israel and Judah. 48. What did he say, Mother? What did he say in verse 48? Because he told Israel and not the Mighty One. Let's see what the Mighty One, he left them, what he informed them about his name. Let's see what we can read in verse 48, Mother.
1 Kings chapter 1, verse 48. And also, thus said the king, blessed be the Yahweh of Israel, which has given one to sit on my throne this day. My eyes even seen it.
Hey, that's it. You don't get happy behind this good clever here. See, you got to bless. Who you got to bless? See, when you get something good for you, who are you supposed to bless according to Solomon? The wisest man in the world. Ain't they having good for you? Oh, I have to. Who are you supposed to bless according to verse 48? Mother.
Yes,
now, young man, don't be down now.
Yahweh.
According to 48. According to 48. We're supposed to bless according to verse 48.
Yahweh.
And also, thus said the king, blessed be the Yahweh.
Yahweh
of
who?
Yahweh
of
who? The Yahweh of Israel.
Yahweh of who?
Yahweh of Israel.
I see why you and Europe always box over there called a sin offering box. I see why you will always be up in there. The Yahweh of Israel. I want to deliver. So you will be blessed who? The Yahweh of Israel. So everything will come out your mouth, whether it's good or bad. The blessing is always go to the Yahweh of Israel. Even Joseph Smith said that. He said, you know, this man, we bring this man to you. We're there to take. He said, look here, we bring this man to you. That he is my daddy. He can't walk. He can't talk. He's in bad shape. Well, Joseph Smith got in his right and said, well, I'm going to bless him in the name of Israel, our God. See, why don't you bless him in the name of your God to come out of Egypt and the Babylonian Institute? Because you know that don't work. See, you know that don't work. But you keep on hoodwinking these people thinking it's another name. No, no, no. All the blessings will be in the Yahweh of Israel. See that? Verse 48. And also thou say, the king, blessed be the Yahweh of Israel. See, that's it. That's the game changer. The this was told to all Judah and all Israel that make sure of any blessing or anything that fall you, make sure you use the name that, let me pull a rabbit out of here. Tell me y'all, Mother. Let me show you what you're supposed to say. You supposed to say in the book of Job, Mother, in the book of Job. See, you have the right spirit. In the book of Job, chapter 2, Mother. Hey, Mother, in the book of Job, Issachar's boy, what are you supposed to say? what you folks say is, if you're in a tight, how do you folks respond if you're in a tight? If you're back against the wall, you see they trying to deliver you up on all kind of angles, they trying to deliver you up. What do you folks say? You folks now go into your book. Don't just start running off through the house. See what you folks say. Job chapter 1, mother. Issachar's boy. Job 1, 21 and 22.
Job chapter 1.
And Young Lion, is will it take on Facebook and YouTube, Young Lion? Question for you. Will it be there?
Yes, it will. We'll put it up.
Young Lion. You put it up well. You put it up well.
Put it up on YouTube and on Facebook.
Hallelujah. See, that's what I want to hear. See, that's what those seals want to hear. He want to hear that, see, this is what got to be out there. And those that got to hear it here, they're going to hear it. So the Young Lion says that you will be able to go to Facebook and YouTube and hear the broadcast all back over. That's up to you. So tell your loved ones to go to YouTube and Facebook and hear tape number 7 again. Now, mother, what it say in Job chapter 1, verse 21 and 22? Let me show you how you're supposed to talk. That's when you're back against the wall. 1 and 22. Yeah, what it say?
The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 20, 21 and 22. Yes. Book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21. Verse 20. Then Job arose and rented his mantle and shaved his head.
No, 21. Hold on, Mom.
1 and 22.
Hold on, Mom. Okay. Give me
Job
21
chapter
and 22. Chapter 1, verse 21, and yes, ma'am.
Job chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Verse 21, read. And said, naked come I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. If Yahweh giveth, and the Yahweh has taken away, blessed be the name of the Yahweh. Verse 22. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged Yahweh foolish.
Oh, so Job, Issachar's boy, knew that the Almighty. How many letters is that, mother, in verse 21? How many letters is that?
Four letters.
Yeah, what is it?
YHW. Four letters, YHW.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother Z. Four letters, YHWH. Issachar's boy knew the name. He said, and Yahweh hath taken away, blessed be the what? The name. So, Job knew the name. What you mean he had a name that no man knew? He knew the name. See, that was the time we don't know the name now, but that was the prophecy that was writing in 1:17-19 and 4:1. That was of the time now. See, now you think Jesus is the Caesar. But Jesus don't get you thrown in the bottom. Jesus Christ. Because Christ came from Christo. The Greeks gave you that word. They removed YHW to give you the word called Christo. It says Christo even in the Vulgate 400 by Jerome. It didn't come to be Christ until the English man got a hold to it. That was Christo they were knew by. Kyrios, Theos, and Christo. That's what they had going on when they taking power. In 1 Maccabees chapter 1, they brought their names in there. And their name come out of the Babylonian system, the Egyptian system. They went over there and took the omelet and brought the big penis back off, they put him over there in the Vatican City, and they put it over there in the White House, didn't they? What did they represent? The teaching of the Babylonian system. They ain't got no revelation from him. They got everything they got was from the Egyptians. And the Egyptians is Mizraim. They got everything from their elder brother Cush, the Babylonian Empire. Everything come from Babylon they own. Moses is the one got the right stuff. That's what he told Moses. That's going to be your fear, because this is. And he told him plainly, hey, Mother E, he made plain Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. He made something real plain. What did he say, Mother? Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. He made something just as plain to Moses that was coming out of Mizraim called Egypt, the land, the house of bondage. He made it plain to him in 12, verse 1 and 2. Hey, Mother E, what can we read out of 12, verse 1 and 2?
Book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Okay. Now, precept that, Mother. And the book of Psalms. Precept that, Mother. So what is he saying, Mother? We're going to the book of Psalms, and we're going to see what he's saying, Mother. We're going to Psalm 95, verse 7 and 8. We're going to Psalm 95, verse 7 and 8, Mother. We're going to precept this. What are you trying to tell Moses? This is the beginning of the month to you, Moses. Yeah, what is he trying to tell him? What is he saying on the way? Hold on, Mother. Let's go see it. Get a little thoughts out real quick. He said, listen, Moses, let me tell you something, Moses. He said, Moses, we know where you've been, but this right here is something I'm going to tell you. This will be the first month to you. So what is he really saying? Let's precept the Bible. Psalm 95, verse number 7 and 8. What is saying that, Mother E? Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 95, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 reads, for he is our Yahweh, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, verse 8, harden not your mind as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
Yes, man. He said, come clean like Paul did, like Saul to call Paul can. Come clean. He said, just admit to you got degrees that don't mean you nothing. The degrees you got on the wall in that Roman Catholic Church of Latter-day Saints, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, all came out of Egypt. Even the Talmud, where do you think they got them books from? All that is coming out of the Masons. All that coming. Everything you got coming from Egypt, Egyptology. And all of them learned from the Babylonian system. You got to come clean. Well, yeah, you got to come clean. That's all. But you got to do what Paul did in 1:13. Repent and say, in ignorance I do. I can't keep on kicking against something and you showing me plain the scripture. Today, here today, when you hear the truth, don't harden your head. Don't stuff yourself up. Don't harden your head. Come clean. All them degrees you got, just kick it up on the rug and go on about your business and sit down and learn from six anointed camps. That's what you're going to do. Simple as that. Come clean. See? Because we're going to put a full-court press on all the lies. And all the lies have been everywhere. Because if you want to get a blessing, you got to call on the who in verse 48, Mother. Hey, Mother, come back to that first king. Who you got to call on to get a blessing for us again? That first king again, Mother. I need that verse again. We're going back to First Kings, Mother. Yeah, we're going back to that verse in 47.
148.
Find out what we get. We're going back and see where the blessing got to come from, Mother.
Let me get back that First Kings chapter 1.
I was surprised in the world. He can't really tell us where the blessing got to come. We're going back to First Kings, Mother. And we're going to look at where his blessing got to come from. Now, we want to get the blessing. This is where it got to come from, according to the Bible. In First Kings, what verse that was? I know it's 48. It was verse 48, wasn't it?
Yes.
Where did we get that blessing? Huh? What you saying there, y'all?
First Kings, chapter 1, verse 48. And also,
yes, ma'am.
The king, blessed be the Yahweh of Israel, which has given one to sit on my throne this day. My eyes even seen it.
His eyes and seen. And read verse 60, Mother, just for a little overkill. Put a little overkill on Mother in verse 60.
60 or 6?
Yeah, 6-0 and 6-1. You might make a little meal out of it. You might just go and read verse 60 and 61. You might make a little meal out of it, Mo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 60 and 61. First King, chapter 1. Let's just go to 63.
No, chapter 8. No, chapter 8, Mother. Chapter 8.
Oh.
Yeah, First King 8.
Chapter
verse 6-0. Yeah, and 6-0 and 6-1. Chapter 8.
First King chapter 8, verse
60
and
61. And 61. Uh-huh.
64. 61. First King.
6-0 and 6-1. 6-0 and 6-1.
Okay. First King, chapter 8, verse 60 and 61. Verse 63.
Mm-hmm.
That all the people of the earth may know that the Yahweh is Yahweh, and that there is none else. 61. Let your mind therefore be perfect with the Yahweh, our Yahweh, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day.
As it this day. So there you go. Now, Mother, back up and hit verse number 54 down to verse 6. And a closing statement is gonna bring the mothers and the elders in. What is it saying 54 down to verse 56?
Okay. First King chapter 8, verse 54 to 56. First King. First King chapter 8. 54 to 56. Verse 54. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of prayer, all these prayers and supplications unto the Yahweh, she arose from before the altar of the Yahweh, from kneeling on his knees, with his hand spread up to heaven. Verse 55. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be the Yahweh that has given rest unto his people, Israel, according to all that he promised. deed, had not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant.
Ain't that something? Hey, Mother E, before you give your closing statement, how many letters was Solomon praying and getting them blessings in? How many letters was that?
How many letters was Solomon praying?
Yeah, Solomon was praying. He was praying, and he was getting all them blessings and everything. So how many letters was he praying in, Mother E?
He was praying in four letters. He's praying in four
letters. And what is that? And what is that?
YHWH.
He was praying in four letters, getting his blessing on in them four letters. And he was praying his blessing for the children of the whole congregation of children of Israel. He was getting that blessing up to the mighty one in the four letters. That's the end of it. Hey, Mother E, what's your closing statement is? And we'll catch you tomorrow on the special edition call Thursday evening. What's your closing statement behind that, Mother?
Thank you. Just thanking and praising Yahweh for the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh to be in the class. And I'm going to read Psalms 95, and I'm going to read verse 6, 7, and 8. Verse 6, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Yahweh, our Maker. For he is our Yahweh, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, verse 8, harden not your mind as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
And like Mother E's famous word, it said, hold on and don't give up. The truth is right before your eyes. Come on 6 nights a week. Power Talk, Blog Talk, Facebook, YouTube. The truth is there. Point your loved ones to them. You've done your part. And whatever can be added on to it, you've done your part. And Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3 say that's your redeeming of service. It's on now. Ain't no bag up. Hallelujah. We're going to bring our elder in, Elder Israel. Elder Tibbs Israel. We're going to bring out Mr. Tibbs Israel in. We're going to bring him in for his closing remarks and statement on Take 7. Exposing the lies of the Christian church, Saturday church, exposed all their lies. But we're not going to find what the elder got to bring for his closing statement out of Take 7. Hey, elder, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh blesses here, Israel. Thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And with everything that we've learned thus far, and the things that we've ventured into and sharing together. You have to remember in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, it says, and every spirit that confess not that Yahweh the Son has come in the flesh is not that of Yahweh. This is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh, where you have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world. And you can bet that it's in the world all right, and it's given different names to make you want to sit and worship. Like Psalm 55:21, they want to talk smooth words. And there are some really smooth words out there, which I've heard in the last week. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, not the Book of the Mormon or any other book that was said earlier. Study ye from this book, learning how to connect the books, your health, and foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek and have to look no further. You have now found that in the voices of the two Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a high day. Now, we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m. and an online class from 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. After you click enter, just under the big lion, you will see some choices, one being tithes and offer. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking that, you'll still see the choices. Still choose the tithes and offering, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your tenders to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to keep in mind that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. If you give according to those Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, which is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during our broadcast time. Just enter three words in the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions on a biblical subject, answer, or related topics. We also have some numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave those messages that on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. As a reminder, you will only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, that New York station stockholder, Mrs. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. But even now, in addition to that, Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program that you will be logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during a normal broadcast, we also simultaneously transmitting on PalTalk. PalTalk, you can log in by phone, your tablet, or computer. Just download the PalTalk app. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. The room will hold 50 or more participants. You'll find this where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elders of Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with the Seer Israel, Riding a Shinar. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if broad talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on PalTalk. Yahuwah be with you all. So we can continue our teaching or turn our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that's one. And it is. So, you know, but in my opinion, we got called the best part of the broadcast that comes on from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. When we turn it over to Mother V, when she addressed this national audience or whatever the Almighty put on her, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, but she could come on stage now and address this national audience on Hair Talk, Blog Talk, YouTube, and Facebook. We're going to address them all. So we're going to see if we find Mother Z, no one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother Z, Tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Yahuwah be to that scene right here.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, seal Israel, or royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, well, Mother, we kind of laid out the best that we need to lay out for right now, but we know the best part of the broadcast when you address this national audience and what the Almighty don't put on you to tell them. So take your time and address the world listening to you. You on the clock, come on.
Okay, I'm from Proverbs 24:19. Fear not thyself because of evil men, neither be you envy at the wickedness. And then I'm going to Psalms 37:1 and read down 7 verses. Fear not thyself because of evildoers, neither be you envy against the work of their iniquity. Verse 2, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Yahuwah and do good. So shall they dwell in the land, and truly they shall be free. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Yahuwah, and he shall give you the desires of thy mind. Verse 5, command thy way unto the Yahuwah. Command thy way unto the Yahuwah. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse 6, and he shall bring forth the righteousness as the light and the judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Yahuwah and wait patiently for him. Fear not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man or woman who bringeth weakness to bow to pass. And then I'm going to Psalms chapter 73:3-12. Psalms chapter 73, verse 3. For I was envied at the foolishness when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Verse 4. For thus are known, I don't know the word, the in
in, for there is no boundary, I guess, boundary in, for there is no band in thy depth, but the strength is firm, verse 5. Thus are not in trouble as other men, neither are they pledged like other men, verse 6. Therefore, pride compared them about as a child. Chains, voice, violent cover them as a garment. Verse 7. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than mine could wish. Verse 8. They are corrupt and speak wickedness concerning oppression. They speak lawful. Verse 9. They set their mouth against the heaven, and they and their tongue walk through the earth. Verse 10. Therefore he his people return hither and water of a full cup of wrung out to them. Verse 11. And they say, how do Yahweh know, and is their knowledge in the Most High? Verse 12. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. And then I'm going to Jeremiah 12:1-2. Okay. Jeremiah 12:1-2. Righteousness are they, O Yahweh, when I plead with you, yea, let me talk with you for of the judgment. Wherefore do the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherous? Verse 2. They have planted them, yea, they have taken root of they grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. They are neither in their mouth and fear for root. They grow it, yea, they bring forth fruit. They are neither in their mouth and fear of their,
Hallelujah.
Hey, one thing about it, you gotta come to the battle box. Mother E, Mother Z, they come to the battle box. See, that's the game changer. Yahweh knows what he's doing. It's already been preordained. Come to the battle box to be reckoned. to be reconciled. They'll come to the battle box. That's what it's all about. And that's how it happened. See, Moses in the fourth chapter trying to get away from this thing. In Exodus 4, he said, I can't speak right. Yahweh said, who made man's tongue? I did it. You just do what I tell you to do. That's what you do, Moses. So that's what it's all about. Step, get in where you fit in at. And that's the game changer. Got it? Good. Excellent, Mother. Mother E, Mother Z, excellent. That's what we can say. Excellent. Now, young lion, we got a lot of things on the table we need to take a look at. We got to come back because that name, you know, what is a seer Israel? That is a name. A name that was given to those, at least the children of Israel, was the seer. Now, what about the name Israel? What about it? Let's go find out what we found out that in Numbers 6:22-27, it said, my name on the children of Israel, and I'm going to bless them. We know one thing about it, if wherever our name is, but the end of it, we got Israel, we up under a blessing and its program. So now let's see, where did that come from in Isaiah 44:1-5? Isaiah 44:1-5. Let's talk about this, about how to get a blessing over your head. Let's see what it be anything about being a Mormon or Catholic or Judaism. Let's see what he got written in this book about how to receive a blessing. Isaiah 44:1-5. Brother Micaiah, young lion, you back to roaring again. Come on.
Okay, we're going over there to the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, and we're going to pick it up at verse 1 down to verse number 5. The book of Isaiah this year. Chapter 44, verse 1 reads, yet now hear, O Israel, my servant, in Israel, whom I have chosen. Verse 2, thus says the Yahweh that made you, and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, O Israel, my servant, in you, Israel, whom I have chosen. Verse 3, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your seed, and my blessing upon your offspring. Verse 4, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. Verse 5, one shall say, I am the Yahweh, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel.
He said, when you get your knowledge on straight, at the end of your name, you put Israel on it. So whatever your name is, at the end of it, you put Israel on it. And what he say that he going to do when you put that at the end of your name in number 6, verse 27? Let's see what Yahweh say at the end of your name. We know you got to keep your government name to cash that money and all that good stuff. But when you no longer at the workplace, now you want to ask you, what's your name? Okay, my name is B.S. Judah Israel. Why did you say your name is Israel? Let's find out why. Let's see why you want Israel to own the end of your name. Let's find out why you want the name Israel at the latter part of your name. Surname means last name. That was surname mean. You last name yourself Israel. Why? Let's see what he says in 6:27. Young lion, why?
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse number 27 reads, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
And he said, you put my name at the end of your name because you are upon a blessing. Don't you want to be upon a blessing in this wicked world? The game changer is, at the end of your name, you want Israel. because the Almighty is going to say something in Exodus 2, verse 23 out of verse 25. He gonna tell you something. Why you want Israel to enter your name, whether the government changes or not. Remember, you in the hands of the Almighty. You want the blessing of your mighty one. Let's see what he got written in chapter 2, verse 23, 24, 25. Young line, what can we read?
The book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 23, 24, and 25. Verse 23 reads, and it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel died by reason of the bond. And they cried, and their cry came up unto Yahweh by reason of the bond. Verse 24, Yahweh heard their groan, and Yahweh remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Israel. Verse 25, and Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahweh had respect unto them.
And I have respect for them. He looked upon the children of Israel. He looked upon Willie Mae Johnson. Willie Mae Johnson, he ain't got no respect for no Willie Mae Johnson. He looked upon when you got Israel at the end of your name. That's when he got respect for you, because he recognized what it got in written in Exodus chapter 4, 21 through 23. What's so important about having that name, Israel, at the end of your name? Well, do the Bible say it is? Exodus chapter 4, verse 21 down to verse 23. What does it say there, young lion?
We're going over there to the book of Exodus chapter 4. We're going to pick it up at verse 21, 22, and 23. Exodus chapter 4, verse 21 reads, and Yahweh said unto Moses, when you go to return to into Egypt, see that you do all these wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. But I will harden his mind, and he shall not let the people go. Verse 22. And you shall say unto Pharaoh, thus says Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. 23. And I say unto you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn.
So you see, Isaac is so important. He do hear you. We could look at the 18th chapter of Luke, but we're not. He hear you, but you got to do some things for him to hear you. If you ever had a child or had your grandbabies over, your nieces over, and they in the crib and one of them start crying, don't you stop what you're doing and go see what they want. What the problem is, that's the same thing the Almighty is saying. If you got at the end of your name Israel, whether the government changes or not, you got to have at the end of your name Israel, whether the government changes or not.
Hallelujah, well. Hallelujah, well.
Government change it or not. At the end of your name is Israel, whether the government change it or not. And remember, Israel was not spelled with an I. The I was added later on. It was a Y. It was a Y before the I. And just like Jesus came in, it was a Y, I, then J. Same thing about Israel. It was a Y first before it became an I. Israel was spelled with a Y. So how to spell his name? S-E-E-R. Y-S-R-A-E-L. S-E-E-R. Because it's biblical. When you know who you are, you're out of property. According to Thomas verse 3. I know my responsibility. That's why the name I carry is biblically from Yahweh, Seer Israel. Because all I'm going to tell you about is thus says YHWH. It's up to you to get in where you fit in at. Seer Israel, that is my name. Now, in the book of Exodus, the book of Numbers chapter 43. And once you know that Israel at the end of your name, what is responsibility that comes behind it to have your mighty one always around? He's going to tell you something else. Once you know and once you carry at the end of your name, whether the government changed it or not, Israel, look what we got written in Exodus 43, 1 through 6. Let's see what we can read in Isaiah 43, 1 through 6. What do you read, young lion? Listen to this.
We're going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1 and verse 6. Verse 1 reads, "But now thus says the Yahuwah, that created you, O Israel, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Verse 3, for I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, the righteous one of Israel, your Savior. I have Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for you. Verse 4, since you was precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give man for you and people for your life. Verse 5, fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. Verse 6, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my son from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth."
And guess where you at? The end of the earth. But now, back up and read verse 1 and 2 again. Verse 1 and 2. What did verse? Listen good at verse 1 and 2. What did it say?
The book of Isaiah 43, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, "But now thus says the Yahuwah that created you, O Israel, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." Verse 2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon you."
Ain't that something? So you see, it's so important to have that name at the end of your name, Israel, because you got everybody hears their son and daughter when they was in the crib. You stop what you're doing and go see. By having the name of Israel at the end of your name, whether the government changed it or not, the Almighty said, once you come to the knowledge of that, the name that I'm going to respond to, you're going to be in a hurry to make sure at the end of your name is Israel with the Y. Got it? Good. Skip down to 11, down to verse 15. Listen to this. 11 through 15, what it say?
The book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 11 down to verse 15. Verse 11 reads, "I, even I, am Yahuwah, and beside me there is no Savior." Verse 12, "I have declared and have said, and I have showed, when there was no strange Yahuwah among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, saith the Yahuwah, that I am Yahuwah." Verse 13, "Yes, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it?" Verse 14, "Thus says the Yahuwah your Redeemer, the righteous one of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all your nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ship." Verse 15, "I am Yahuwah, your righteous one, the creator of Israel, your king."
He said, "I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. I'm the Yahuwah of Israel. I'm your king." That's what he said he is. So when you pray, you pray to the Yahuwah of Israel, your king. When you pray, you pray to the Yahuwah of Israel, your king. See, you don't be hollering at Lord God and Jesus stuff when you got your light turned on. He letting you know if you want me to peep at you, then you got to get your name right. And when your prayers, when you've got your hands pressed out to heaven, you praying to the Yahweh of Israel, not the Yahweh, not the stuff that they got at the Catholic Church or the Latter-day Saints. You ain't praying to no Lord God and Jesus, Allah and Buddha and Jehovah. Praying to the Yahweh of Israel if you want the blessing of the Bible. Skip down to verse 21 through 28. Listen good. 21 down to verse 28. Listen good.
You said 21 down to verse 28. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43, 21 down to verse 28. 21 read. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. 22. But you have not called upon me, O Israel. But you have been weary of me, O Israel. 23. You have not bought me the small cattle of your burnt offering. Neither have you honored me with your sacrifices. I have not caused you to serve with an offering, nor wearied you with incense. 24. You have bought me no sweet cane with money, neither has you filled me with the fat of your sacrifices, but you have made me to serve with your sin. You have wearied me with your sin. Verse 25. I am he that blotted out your transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember your sin. 26. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare you that you may be justified. Verse 27. Your first father has sinned, and your teachers have transgressed against me. 28. Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the temple, and have given Israel to the curse, and Israel to reproach.
So you see why you're in bad shape? So now you know why you're in bad shape. You ain't calling on me. You ain't calling on the Yahweh of Israel. Everybody want to be you. Everybody want to be you but you. Everybody want to be the children of Israel. But how you going to be the children of Israel? You ain't calling on the Yahweh of Israel. You calling on Lord God and Jesus. The true children of Israel going to call on the Yahweh of Israel. He not going to be calling on Lord God and Jesus. Everybody claim to be you. Even the Pope claimed that Peter is the first Pope and successor. That's the biggest lie I ever told. Peter from the tribe of Judah. Judah is black to the ground according to Jeremiah 14, verse 2. I don't see nothing over there that's got no color on it. Some statues out there in the Vatican City. And the Latter-day Saints man, Joseph Smith, said the son and the father told him, came to you, him, and gave him a tablet and gave him the Book of the Mormons and whatever. That don't work nowhere. He only deal with Israel. You said you're going to pray for somebody in the name of Israel's God. See? So nobody got a leg to stand on. But it's up to you to wake up, Israel, and put the end of your name, Israel. But how many going to do this? I don't know. Let's find out. Correct Zechariah again, 8 through 10. Correct Zechariah 13 again, 8 through 10. Let's count up how many going to, what's written. We're going to find out. We know it's 12 tribes of Israel. You abundant blessing if you do right. Let's go back and see what the prophecy of it again. Let's run back again there, young lion. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 8 down to verse 10, what it say?
We're going back over to the book of Zechariah, chapter 13. We're going to pick it up verse 8, and it reads, "And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Yahuwah, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein." Verse 9, "And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Yahweh is my Yahweh."
see that? And they're going to call on my name. And I go to Malachi chapter 3, 16 to 18. Let's find out what happens when you call on his name. He said, you're going to call on my name. But I tell you what, stop in Isaiah 52, verse 6. It's just getting warmed up. Stop in Isaiah 52, verse 6 before you go to Malachi 3, 16 to 18. What does it say we can read out of Isaiah 52, verse 6?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that do speak. Behold, it is I.
Hear the man saying, the man said, you will know my name. How has he got a name written nobody know? He said, you're going to know in that day, because we're going to keep on pumping that name on Facebook, YouTube.
Hallelujah.
TikTok.
Hallelujah.
And what else come up, we won't part of that.
Hallelujah.
As Judah Israel, we want everything. Because we got to get his word out. When we get his word out, Yahweh going to kick in. That's the sign of the end. When his word is on everywhere, they can hear it to reject it. That's up to them. But once they heard it, you'll doubt your part. That's it. You'll doubt your part with your brother, your sister, your auntie. Once they heard it, it's no longer in your hands alone. It's up to them to make the adjustment. What you reading there, young lion?
Malachi chapter 3,
Malachi,
verse
16 through 18. Malachi 3, 16 through 18.
The book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. 16 reads, then they that fear the Yahuwah spake often once enough, and the Yahuwah hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written for him, for them that fear the Yahuwah and that thought upon his name. Verse 17, and they shall be mine, says the Yahuwah of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that served him. Verse 18, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serve Yahuwah and him that serve him not.
See that? He said, then you're going to return in the man. You will know who's serving, who's serving, who's serving not. Who's serving going to use the name.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, this is what they do automatically when they hear the name. 18 verse 10, wise man in the world called Solomon. What did he say? When they hear his name, let's see what's going to happen that we can read. 18 verse 10 of the book of Proverbs. What did it say that young lion?
Proverbs chapter 18 verse number 10. Verse 10 reads, the name of Yahuwah is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe.
Yeah. The name of YHWH is a strong tower.
Hallelujah.
The righteous is going to run to it. So when you righteous, when you hear that name, YHWH, you're going to break out running to it. The righteous, see, right? What is the definition of being righteous? 625 Deuteronomy. So you see how you got to put this message everywhere, but when you tell them the name is YHWH, the righteous going to hear his name. They ain't going to back up and do the Michael Jackson moonwalk. That's the Satan in them coming out. But the righteous going to hear that name and say, I want to hear some more about that YHWH. That's what the righteous gonna do. What's your reading, young lion?
We're going over there to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, picking up at verse 25. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25 reads, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these laws before the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he has commanded us.
You see that? Young lion, we gotta stop it here, at least on my part, because remember one thing, back on that way is tomorrow, says tomorrow. This is a continuation of Thus Says Yahuwah. Like the elder say, how do you get so much out of this book? Because it's the word of Yahuwah. His word have no ending to it. No such thing, no Old Testament, New Testament. It is a continuation of writing in 96 A.D. And here today after 96 A.D. that's told to you is from Satan, the devil. That's it. Lord God, Jesus, Allah, Satan, the devil. We catch you all tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Remember, you can go to Pal Talk, Blog Talk, YouTube, Facebook, and you can hear some more. Online, it's on you. Close it out. Take your time. It's all yours. And we'll catch you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Come on, young line.
Well, thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day for his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for the opportunity of life to be able to meet the seer Israel Seed Roy, learn under his wise counseling from Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for my wife and children has given me to raise and teach the Bible, the whole book, Genesis to Revelation, Torah instructions. Thank you, Yahuwah, for our elders and our mothers, for all the teachers in the six anointed camps, for all the brothers and sisters, for all the 12 tribes of Israel coming back together under the name of Yahuwah the Father and Yahuwah the Son. I'm going to read the book of Sirach, picking it up at chapter 6, verse 32 to 37. 32 reads, my son, if you will, you should be taught. And if you will apply your mind, you should be prudent. 33, if you love to hear, you should receive understanding. If you bow thine ear, you should be wise. 34, stand in the multitude of the elders and cleave unto him that is wise. 35, be willing to hear every Yahwali discourse, and let not the parables of understanding escape you. 36, and if you see a man of understanding, get you big times unto him, and let your foot wear down the steps of his door. 37, let your mind be upon the ordinances of Yahweh, and meditate continually in his law. He shall establish your mind, and give you wisdom at your own desire. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Show.